Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 18th. And then there's this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2 cents, December wheat down 2.25 cents, and November beans down 0.5 cent. We've got the metals down $10 in gold, 30 cents in silver. Dollars just a tick or two higher. Crude oil is about 10 cents lower. Not really too much going on here this morning. They broke the beans 6 cents during the night. We had been higher most of the night. Looked pretty strong, but then gave it back starting about 5 o'clock and settled it lower. We did have two sales this morning of beans, 261 to China and 126 to unknown. So that should help support the market here this morning. We're taking a look at the hurricane activity in the Gulf. There could be two storms that could threaten the U.S. out here. I don't think it'll have a huge impact on agriculture, but certainly something we have to keep an eye on, depending on where they hit. The weather looks pretty benign. No real frost out here that we see anywhere. They're talking about wetter weather coming in the Midwest, which we need. I think this dryness that we've had over the last 6 weeks, I think is really kind of impacting out here on the bean market. I think it's helping dry down the corn, and that's fine, but I just don't see this as being really ideal weather to fill pods out here. I think it's one of the reasons people are getting some underlying friendliness to this bean market is that most people, including myself, believe the bean yield is going to be lower than what the government is telling us out here. Today, I think we're going to focus a little bit on weather. The demand for the beans has been strong. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. That should give us a little more direction. Crop ratings, I think the crop ratings could slip again in the beans by a percentage point. I think they'll be about the same in the corn. Harvest continues to move. Yield stories have been strong in the south, very variable in the north, and I think that's going to continue for a while. The bottom line here is, you know, hopefully we've seen the lows. If we could get the corn, this corn to close over 360, if we can get November beans to close over 982, it would all be very positive, in my opinion, for these grain markets. Funds are heavily long oil, bean oil, which may be a little bit of a drag on the market, but they're heavily short corn and wheat, and that could certainly support them out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.